From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Venezuela has deployed 2,000 troops to the restive border state of Táchira after weeks of anti-government protests that have claimed more than 40 lives. In Caracas, thousands of healthcare workers took to the streets. Pediatrician Jose Soto said the quality of healthcare is deteriorating because of a lack of supplies and minimal workplace conditions. The opposition has demanded elections, freedom for jailed activists, and autonomy for the National Assembly. Venezuela's crisis drew the attention of the U.N. Security Council Wednesday, where U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley warned of serious instability.
We are not for the opposition. We're not for President Maduro. We're for the Venezuelan people. We are saying, show respect to the Venezuelan people. They need to have free and fair elections. They need to release all political prisoners. The humanitarian situation needs to be addressed. They're without medicine. They're starting to go without food. There's serious issues that we're seeing in terms of the humanitarian issue.
She likened events in Venezuela to Syria, North Korea, and South Sudan. Peter Hockim is a senior fellow at the Washington-based Inter-American Dialogue.
Aside from, you know, the Haitian earthquake and some other natural disasters, this really is the worst man-made humanitarian, economic, governance crisis that I've seen in 50 years of watching Latin America.
Embattled socialist President Nicolas Maduro has blamed the opposition for trying to oust him in a coup with support from the U.S. Sudan Wednesday said President Omar al-Bashir, wanted for war crimes in Darfur, will attend a summit Saturday in Saudi Arabia, in which President Donald Trump will take part. Mr. Bashir under indictment by the International Criminal Court, but has so far escaped arrest. The U.S. Embassy in Khartoum said it opposes the decision. This is VOA News. A former director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Robert Mueller, has been named special prosecutor to oversee the investigation of alleged Russian influence in last year's U.S. election. The decision by the Justice Department follows demands for an independent probe into charges Russia tried to sway the outcome in favor of Mr. Trump. Russian President Vladimir Putin said this matter used to be funny, then sad, now it's concerning as it stirs up, he said, anti-Russian sentiment. President Trump, who has denied the allegation, said a thorough investigation will confirm what we already know, there was no collusion. He said he looks forward to concluding the matter quickly. In a commencement address Wednesday to cadets of the U.S. Coast Guard, Mr. Trump imparted some advice as he criticized media coverage of his young presidency.
Over the course of your life, you will find that things are not always fair. You will find that things happen to you that you do not deserve and that are not always warranted. But you have to put your head down and fight. Never, ever, ever give up. Things will work out just fine.
Mr. Trump said no politician in history has been treated worse or more unfairly than he has. The UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, Wednesday warned some 300,000 migrant and refugee children are traveling alone in the world to escape poverty and violence. Afshan Khan said they often fall prey to abuse and human traffickers.
We've seen a staggering rise in the number of refugee and migrant children on the move alone, and a fivefold increase since 2010. And what that means for children is there's no end of misery, ruthless smugglers, rampant sexual and physical abuse, and forms of slavery and detention that we've not seen in many years.
The UN agency said most of the 170,000 children arriving by boat in Italy last year and in 2017, mostly from Africa, come unaccompanied. The Trump administration has announced it will continue sanctions relief for Iran, part of an international agreement reached with Tehran in 2015 in exchange for a rollback of its nuclear program. Meanwhile, Iran's supreme leader Wednesday called for a high turnout in the country's presidential election Friday. India's cabinet has given the green light to build 10 nuclear reactors with a combined capacity of 7,000 megawatts as it looks to ramp up clean energy generation. Wall Street suffered its biggest one-day drop since September on Wednesday amid political turmoil in Washington, investors raising questions about advancing President Trump's pro-business agenda, the benchmark Dow Jones average falling more than 370 points. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.